What's going on? I'm Patrick.
And I'm Karma.
We're the products of public school, but most importantly, we're a show that's overly sarcastic, borderline offensive, with a touch of intentional ignorance. And we are here to read through and irresponsibly speculate all of the internet's clickbait garbage so you don't have to.
Yes, we are. And today, I figured we should discuss another RD.com.
Reader's Digest.
Yep. This is
best known for internet clickbait.
It really is. Except for the last Reader's Digest we discussed was pretty legit.
Which is why we're on another one, because we did one last week.
Yes.
And it was actually serviceable.
Yeah, last week's was the polite habits people actually hate secretly.
Yes, and but that was spot on for RD.
So today we're going to be discussing topics you should never discuss at family dinner. Is there any topics?
Especially probably around the holidays.
Yeah.
Well, politics. You don't bring that up at any family dinner, any family holiday dinner.
Absolutely agree.
Anything. While you're on a double date.
I would say like the recent divorce, like, so Pat, how's your divorce going? That would be
That's something you don't bring up.
Awkward.
You don't bring up, well, you know, since I don't have a girlfriend, I was just pleasing myself the other day. You know, it's like too much information stuff. You're like, I knew you were single, but you didn't have to really let me know how single you were.
Yes. Is Jenna Jameson still making videos?
Yeah, you don't discuss porn at family dinners. You don't discuss, I don't know, why you don't like certain races of ethnic people.
Oh, yes.
At dinner. Like, you know, there's always that one uncle. It's always your uncle. Sometimes it's your aunt.
It was my uncle.
It's always my uncle. A little more racist than you really would like to hear anyone talk. You know, and it's always at dinner.
It really is.
It's never during the football game, but it's always during the time you're like, can you pass the potatoes? Let me tell you why I hate the Dutch. What?
That was my uncle right there. So this article is written by Charlotte Hilton Anderson with avatar.
We're back to the random name generator, three names and no avatar. Mm-hmm. So this is probably going to be a complete bullshit article.
We're about to find out, sir.
All right.
So, the very first thing you never want to discuss is your fight with your cousin's boyfriend.
At dinner, no.
So this is basically indulging in family gossip. You're trying to get people on your side, make them agree you're right.
You know
when
you bring this up? When you're outside having a smoke.
Yes.
That's when you bring it up. You don't bring it up like, pass the potatoes. By the way, Steve's a dick.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what he did. He pantsed me out in front of everybody. Girl Scout troop was trying to sell cookies. Then all of a sudden, they just saw this 40-year-old man's wiener looking right at him.
So, according to this article, you don't say things like, hey, do you recall that Thanksgiving when Sheila told cousin Lucy that she thinks her boyfriend is cheating with that scumbag from next door?
Already way too into it. Like, that's way too heavy for dinner conversation.
Yeah.
Gotta keep it light, current.
That
humorous.
Really is the kind of thing that you tell your closest cousin when you're outside smoking after everyone's had six
When you're
drinks.
Taking a couple bong rips in the garage after dinner and you had a few beers, you bring
Perfect
it up.
Perfect timing.
When you're outside, right. Not during dinner.
No, not at all.
So, I mean, I guess that's right, but hey. What you think of the current president? Okay, again, politics.
Politics, yeah.
You just don't bring it up. So, I mean, we already talked about that.
Now, you might have certain family members who have the same political views as you that if
then
the rest
of the group... surrounding yourself in an echo chamber.
Yeah, but if the rest of the group disperses and it's just you and them sitting there together, I don't think there's anything wrong talking about it. But nobody with opposing views wants to discuss this while they're cutting the spiral ham.
No.
Nobody.
Not
Nobody.
At all.
It's not fun for them. Also, the $500 your brother still owes you.
Well, when am I going to bring it up, Bill? Huh? Bill. No other time than dinner. We're all here. Why don't you tell him why you haven't paid me back my $500?
Yeah, Bill asks you to pass the rolls, and then you say, how about you pass that money?
Yeah, right.
How about that,
that
Bill?
That money you owe me, Bill.
It's been 6 months, Bill.
See, I mean, when are you going to bring it up then? Outside after dinner again, but at the same time, the best way to avoid that is just to not borrow them any money or loan them any money.
I firmly believe.
I don't loan anybody money.
You don't loan money to friends or family. Either gift it.
Don't expect it back.
Or just say
because
no.
You're bringing up during the spiral hand cutting and
going
ruining
ruin
the holidays.
And your friendship.
Yeah.
Either gift it. Hey, Bill, I know you need $500. I don't have $500, but here's $50. go ahead and keep it.
You know another thing you don't bring up?
What is that?
Your newfound atheism.
Oh, yes.
It winds up with religion or lack of. It's the same. Yeah. It's the same side of the coin there.
Yeah, and no one wants to hear about that or your politics.
Let me tell you why the Catholic Church is ruining the generation of children.
Have you guys heard about those priests?
Oh, Scientology, first of all. Yeah, you don't want to bring any of that up. Your petition for gun control is another thing you don't bring up.
But that goes back to the politics.
Yeah. It's all the same one there, too.
Yeah. Then you have your child's amazing accomplishments.
Yeah, no one wants to hear about your shitty little kid. I don't care how well it's doing. Unless you're telling me he's going to like space camp and NASA's recruiting him. I really don't think I want to hear about little Timmy's scholastics.
I don't think it's that bad if you're having dinner and you say, oh, did I tell you that my son, Jimmy, got a 4.0?
Well, and then he also won first place in his karate championship.
Nope.
And he was first place in the science diorama that he did. And then he was part of a student film project, and he took that home first place, too, best director. This is his first time.
He got 5,000 petition signatures on his gun ban bill.
Right. He's also an Instagram influencer, and he's blowing up the charts in TikTok. I don't even know if there's charts in TikTok. That's how old I am. All right, and you also never want to bring up why your other sibling isn't married yet.
And especially if they are there with their date. how long till you guys get married?
Yeah, that is the worst.
Oh, do you get that, Pat? Do people do that to you?
I just stopped bringing dates with me or girlfriends with me to family functions. Because
that's got to be awkward as fuck when people
My parents and family like to, rib me a lot, too. So, right. I mean, they're quite funny, but I just don't.
But also, not being married yet doesn't mean, you don't know how to get married.
It's because he's gay, isn't it?
Yes.
We know it. Yes. We already knew it a long time ago. You're just in denial. Could you pass the peas, please?
Oh, my gosh. You definitely do not want to discuss how you feel about your saddlebag, cellulite, or weight gain.
I shouldn't have asked for this second helping of potatoes, but, I just can't help myself. They're so good. This cellulite on my stomach, though.
You want to see it?
Here. I don't have to take my shirt up. I took pictures of it on my phone. Yes. It's inappropriate to show you if I stand up. Your sister's lack of children.
Yeah, that's...
Or your sister's kids in general, right? You don't want to talk about your other siblings' kids, especially maybe if you don't have any, A, but B, even if you do have them, they're not your kids. You probably shouldn't talk about them that way.
But also, if someone is choosing not to be married or choosing not to have children, who are you to tell them they're doing it wrong?
Well, that's me all around, right? Everyone's like, oh, you don't have kids? You're not married? I'm like, no, and no.
But your life is great.
I'm perfectly happy.
You have
happy.
Tons of freedom.
You know
you
when I was unhappy? When I was with a girlfriend. Yeah, always.
Yeah.
I've never been more not unhappy.
No, you've been the happiest I've ever seen you in the past 6 years.
Yeah, I really know how to pick them. That's what it is. You know what? What is something else that you're not supposed to talk about?
I would say parenting advice.
Yeah.
That's
how to raise your children.
I've gotten this many times from all different angles when someone says, are you sure your son should be doing whatever it is on that swing by himself, playing on that merry-go-round with those older boys? Should he be riding his bike without a helmet? Like, lady,
why
shut
is he on the computer
up.
So much? He should be outside playing with people. He's not going to develop right because the people aren't
awful.
Real. They're only in the computer. Like, no, you can leave. Especially if it's like some random advice from a stranger. Or
no, that's always who it is. It's always the person. The mall that is kind of close to my house, they used to have this kids' play area that I used to take my guys to when my guys were little. There was always some random person there that would tell you your kid's not dressed appropriately for the weather or your child fell too much. They shouldn't be in the play
They're
area.
They're wearing a t-shirt. It's freezing outside. You don't even have a coat with them. Why don't you just go buy a coat? It's a mall.
Gosh. And the mom telling you that stuff is the same mom who is letting her kid drink a Pepsi while running around with a straw in the play area.
Right. Playing around with a hypodermic needle he found
in
the ball
pit. Punching other kids in the face. Yeah, totally.
Yep. Also, you should never bring up how much your aunt is eating. or your uncle.
Oh my God. Do people do that at dinner?
I mean,
I've never seen that.
I think that's bullshit, unless it's like really meant to piss somebody off on purpose. You know what I'm saying?
I'd say like ribbing wise, they would do that. My family would do that. Oh, you're having 3 servings of prime rib. Ha ha ha. But
right.
I don't think anyone would do that on a serious.
Well, then you got a shitty family if they're doing that.
You do. Oh, this is a good one, Pat.
No. All the foods your niece or nephew can't eat.
Yes.
Well, he's allergic to peanuts and coconut and soy and dairy. Do you have gluten-free options here? Because Timmy can't eat any gluten either.
I've been there and I've had to deal with this.
Bring it yourself.
My parents did the Atkins diet for a while.
No bread.
So they would not allow bread or mashed potatoes or carbs or anything to be at Thanksgiving dinner, Christmas dinner.
I'm not coming over to eat.
Yeah. I mean, I tried saying to them, like, why don't you just not eat those items? Because that's your diet.
You were borrowing them from the family dinner.
Yeah.
You couldn't bring it on Christmas. So potatoes.
So all you got was just meat and cheese. That was the only thing that was there. Which is fine if you're on the Atkins diet. But if you're not, you end up with some tough shits later.
Because you're just literally eating meat and cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like that's not dinner. That's a snack,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a charcuterie board. Oh. How you'd change the recipe.
Oh, man.
This pumpkin pie is nice, but I would put a little bit more nutmeg in it next time and maybe some vanilla.
I was just going to say some vanilla. That's what they always say. Or you can say, how much butter did you use in this dish? I bet it's really fattening. I would have instead used I can't believe it's not butter.
Yeah, right. Well, you know what, Sally?
You can also get out.
You can see. That's the door. Find your way out of it.
And lastly, we have your nephew's semester.
What does that even mean?
It says, if you're seeing a relative for the first time since he left for college, you might not want to ask how classes are going because the student might not appreciate it. It can come across as prying or nosy, especially if the college kid is struggling with grades, stressing about new living conditions, or they are just not graduating well.
Well, Uncle Pat, it seems that I have no friends. No one's nice to me. I'm failing all of my classes and I'm terrified to live on my own for the first time.
Is that what you wanted, Uncle Pat?
Yeah, huh?
Did that make you happy, Uncle Pat?
Exactly.
You have more questions for me, Uncle right. Pat?
And I don't know. No one will ever go on a date with me. I can't even get them off of Tinder.
It's not like you have kids, Uncle Pat.
I get made fun of for sleeping with my stuffed animal still. It's the only thing that reminds me of home. I live in fear constantly.
Oh, yeah, my right.
You don't maybe want to bring any of that up.
No, probably not. Do you have any other tips for things you should not bring up? I would personally say the top two would be religion, politics, religious issues, political issues. Just not
in one big package right there. You don't do that.
Yeah, it's just like a big umbrella. Is you don't discuss things that are possibly offensive or inflammatory to people.
Especially when it's going to be no matter what.
You're going to piss someone off.
Somebody.
Someone's going to get hurt feelings.
Always. And then tempers get up.
And the more passionate you are about religion or politics, the more likely
you're going to piss somebody off.
And if you're not passionate about it, and if you don't really know much, then someone's going to be severely pissed at you for bringing
for
it up.
For being in a conversation
that
about
it. You know nothing about.
On purpose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. That I couldn't even think of anything else besides those ones. Religion and politics, though.
I think Charlotte Hilton Anderson did a 3.5 star job with that.
Well, 3.5 out of what, 6?
Yeah.
Well, it's not as terrible as they've been. So
very true.
So they're on a definite uptick with the last two articles we've done.
I would say the worst RDs we've ever discussed was the why you shouldn't own a pet owl.
That's one.
That one was pretty bad.
I remember that one most out of all of them.
Oh, why you shouldn't give a goldfish as a pet.
And different things you can use onions for around the house.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. The crazy uses for onions. The genius uses for old cell phones.
What was the cloth? The one they had the really shitty one about.
Like, oh, the coffee filters?
Oh, coffee filters.
The surprising uses for coffee filters.
Not surprising.
And
it's basically you used it as a cloth the whole time. Just to wipe stuff up.
All of it was just cloth.
Wiping stuff down with it.
Bubble wrap. Bubble wrap.
Yeah, surprising uses for bubble wrap too.
Yeah.
So they're on a good, they're on a 2 for 2 the last two articles we got. So they've been
really
way less
are.
Stupid.
You combine this week's up and last week's up together, you almost have one legitimate article.
From Reader's Digest. Almost.
Well, take us out, Patrick.
That is all the time that we have here for this week. If you're bored enough, you can always follow us on Twitter or Instagram at filthfromthe80s. If you want to shoot us an email or leave us a text message, it's productsofpublicschool@gmail.com and 248-716-TAP and the number 1. That's 248-716-TAP-1.
Because if you don't tap it,
no one will. For Karma and myself, we apologize for everything, and we will see you
bye, guys.
Next week.
Tune in next Peace. Time. Next time, we're going to be doing really weird porn requests.
Well, that's just going to get weird.
I know it is. It's going to be so good.